This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. One of the nation's biggest subprime mortgage lenders is struggling and may be headed for bankruptcy. New Century is under pressure from its own lenders. Wall Street investment banks have forced the California-based company to stop issuing new mortgages. New Century is the nation's second largest mortgage lender to people with less than stellar credit. The company's retreat is more evidence of big trouble in that part of the real estate market. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
It's been a tough week for New Century. The company's stock price plunged nearly 80% after it disclosed a criminal investigation of its bookkeeping and the trading of its stock. In recent years, New Century has thrived by making home loans to people with weak credit, sometimes with no down payment and without checking their income. Guy Sakala, who publishes Inside Mortgage Finance, says New Century and other subprime lenders are now paying a price. Even though the broader economy has remained strong, more and more borrowers are falling behind on their mortgage payments.
The irony of it is New Century's underwriting, its lending practices were probably as good as anybody's in the subprime market last year. They're guilty of not having a strong parent behind them.
New Century relied on financing from Wall Street investment banks, who've now lost their appetite for subprime mortgages. Sakala says the same Wall Street firms, now tightening the noose around New Century, are the ones who gave the subprime lender so much rope to begin with.
Wall Street basically bankrolled the whole subprime security boom of the last several years.
Flush with investors' cash during the housing boom, New Century and other subprime lenders made risky loans with abandon. Rising home prices helped paper over any problems, since borrowers who had trouble paying their mortgages could easily refinance or sell their homes at a profit. Now that home prices have leveled off, though, or even fallen in some areas, mortgage defaults are on the rise, and that's forcing lenders to tighten up on credit, which could push home sales even lower.
It's certainly not going to help it. You know, if you're looking to sell your house, you're going to have fewer borrowers who are going to qualify.
Some smaller subprime lenders have already gone bankrupt or stopped making new loans, like New Century. San Diego mortgage broker Joseph Bedick says there's still mortgage money available, but lenders are getting pickier.
They're all tightening up. And for the people that need the money, if you have good credit, there is no problem. You can still get your money. But the people that have some problems, some credit issues, they're the ones that are in deep trouble.
One big question is whether the spike in defaults plaguing subprime mortgages will spill over into the regular mortgage market. Sakala says some regular mortgages do carry the same risky features as subprime loans, such as zero down payment and little verification of the borrower's income.
That being said, the borrower characteristics in the prime market are a lot stronger than you see in the subprime market. You don't have people living on the edge, paycheck to paycheck. I don't think we're going to see any massive delinquencies or defaults in the prime market as a result of this.
Even New Century says it hopes to straighten out its financial situation and start making home loans again, but the company offered investors no assurance those efforts will succeed. Scott Horsley, NPR News.